All right. Were there any women in the Luftwaffe?
Yes. They were? At the end of the war, on searchlights.
Well, what communication.
On the searchlight batteries.
But not on the guns.
Mostly communication, telephone and radio. Okay. Like, for instance, when the air raid started, it was mostly women who reported how far the information was in Germany. That was given to all the locations.
All right. I watched a show one time, and this was about the Luftwaffe. And there were, to release men from clerical duties so that they could go out and fight, they had women come in at Luftwaffe units, the ground units, or the aerodromes, and went in there to do the clerical jobs. And the show said that the morale was higher because of that. Do you have any recollection?
We never had any contact with women in the service. Okay. The only contact with women in the service was with the Red Cross. Or the Red Cross. That was the only contact I had with women in the German army.
Okay.
And that's why I was in bad shape anyway, so I needed to.
All right. What was your off-duty time like? I mean, what kind of entertainment was there?
Now, we had a very good commander in Sicily, for instance. He always, in southern Italy too, before he went to Sicily, he was an older man. He was my professional lawyer in southern Germany. And he told us, he said, we never may come back in this area. He knew Italy from previous times. For instance, when we came down to southern Italy, we was assigned to go in Italian compound. And he said, we will not do it because they are full with bed bugs and with fleas. So we string our tents. So he found a quarry. We moved in. There was water. And so we cleaned up. That was the first experience we had with Italy. We cleaned out, washed ourselves, and hung all our clothes out. And in the morning when we woke up, all our clothes were stolen.
Even the clothes line was gone.
Even the clothes line. I mean, everything was gone. They stole a line. And so it was a good thing, you know, his orderly had washed his stuff, so he lost some too. And he said, okay, when we go and come back, that's the first thing we write off.
All those uniforms that get lost. What about...
No, he gave us time. He gave us time. He said, when you are free on the weekend, go and look the landscape over. Like, we stayed in Rome for 4 days. And we couldn't go in town in uniform, but they had changed places. We got the building closed. And he gave us a chance to see it all.
What about women? All due respect, Ms. Muller.
Well,
I mean, I'm not trying to get you into any hot water here, Mr. Muller.
You didn't even know me then, so it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, what about the women in Rome? What were they like?
In Rome?
Yeah, or in Italy or anywhere when you had off time.
Oh, we don't have contact with them. We couldn't speak the language anyway.
These are good Americans, but they sure had a lot of contact.
Now, in the German army, they had even brothels, you know, what they brought to the unit, so they could find to relax there if they wanted to. They made money.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this question was brought up by a friend of mine who just was wondering.
Now, actually, for German soldiers, it was by law actually forbidden not to communicate with foreign women. There was two reasons. They didn't want to get transmitted sexual disease. If you caught one, not only you were cured, but they put you in jail too.
Mm-hmm.
They was very strict on that.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I'll do that now.
They did have, of course not on the fighting front, but they did have brothels at present for the soldiers. the women there, you know,
under medical care. Mm-hmm.
So if a soldier ever went in there, he could go in there knowing that he wasn't going to catch it. Catch a little
pain, but maybe.
All right. What about Did women back then like men in uniform?
I can't answer.
Us, the German women?
Yeah.
I think so. You know, man in a uniform always looks good. He has a good figure. Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess I should ask Ms. Muller that one because she answered it. Okay, all right, let's see. All right, what was the best job that you could have ever gotten in your unit?
That's hard to tell. We were older than the order, you know. Mm-hmm. Hard to tell. And I spent more time in the hospital anyway. So I don't think that makes no difference what you're doing because you're on the order.
Okay. And one last question here. What was the pay like in the Army? Especially
just
towards
like the
end.
We got every 10 days 14 marks. That was 14 marks was in American money would be about
$9. I know, at that time the dollar was strong.
Very strong.
Times four.
Anyway, it was just enough money. If you were a smoker, you'd go in there. They had special stores for the soldiers like we have here. You could buy toothpaste, cigarettes, chocolate, and stuff like that, you know. Even clothing.
How much could you get for that?
Not much. No. Now, we were still better off than the Italians. The Italians got so little they couldn't even pay a postage stamp.
Not even their shoes could they get sold.
Yeah, they had the Italian soldiers had to, on their own expense, let them fix their uniform and their shoes. I saw Italians marching. They had the upper part on, and underneath they was barefoot. But they didn't have money. And an Italian officer could beat his man. And they had in each company three kitchens, one for officers, one for sergeants, and one for the enlisted men. That's why the morale in the Italian units was nothing. We couldn't depend on them.
No. So the pay was really kind of down the pits.
Oh, yeah. And in Italy, and I found out from Americans who went in after we was knocked out, they stole the Americans as blind as they stole us. That's the truth. When you went to
especially in Sicily,
when you went to a village, you couldn't go below 10 miles an hour because they would jump on your truck and steal your stuff from your truck. You had to go faster. I mean, the people are so poor. Like, when somebody was killed and he was buried and you come back maybe a day or so later, many times they had found out they dug that grave up and stripped it. And they did that to the Americans too in Tunisia. Where they had that big battle on a battlefield. I thought they did it only in the movie Patton, but I read a story about it. Where the Americans was defeated in the first battle in Katharine Pass, where they lost over 3,000 men. The Tunisians and the Algerians went in and stripped the soldiers all naked. Stole everything what they could get.
That's sick.
Happened in Sicily too.
I guess it doesn't matter what uniform you wear, you're going to
be
a victim.
No, no. Because the people are so poor. I mean, one time I was on off duty. And so I hiked with a friend together, and we was up, it was a beautiful mountain that country. We were up on a mountain, and we could see down in the village. And I even took pictures of it, because I always took pictures. Too bad I lost it all, because There was, we could look in the backyard of a house, and there was a mother and five girls sitting on a log, and they were looking for lice. You know, each one looking for lice. I took pictures of it. Down there it was something.
Well.